Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Peter Canan, Senior Trader for Leveraged Credit at RBC Blue Bay in Stamford, Connecticut. Investors came into the office on Monday morning with a risk-off mindset as headlines out of the Middle East dominated the weekend news flow. Missile volleys and drone strikes were exchanged, and markets opened in nervous anticipation of how risk assets would react. As a measure of sentiment, the VIX closed at 20 on Friday, was as high as 25 in early morning hours, but as of Monday afternoon, it was off the highs of the day at 21 and trending back towards unchanged. Equities have similarly rallied back to roughly flat. Meanwhile, in credit, the CDX High Yield Credit Derivative Index is modestly higher in price. While stocks seem to have digested the weekend's headlines, oil remains higher on the day, with Brent crude futures up nearly 6% as supply concerns remain under the threat of closure of the Strait of Hormuz. As I consider which of these markets will ultimately have the greatest impact on high-yield bond prices, I'm most focused on the reaction in U.S. Treasuries. Yields on maturities between 2 years and 10 years are higher by 12 to 13 basis points across the curve, alongside a 2 basis point flattening of the 10s 30 curve, now at a 65 basis point spread. Technically, the rates market had been positioned long as investors anticipated a more accommodative Fed under Kevin Warsh. Today's market reaction reflects an unwinding of those positions as rising oil prices raise concern about a more persistent inflation backdrop and potentially fewer rate cuts than expected. Turning specifically to the high yield market, most conversations I had this morning with sell side investment banks revealed that investors were hoping for a dip to buy. Dealers were looking to source risk at lower prices, but when everyone is trying to do the same thing at the same time, it rarely materializes. Generic high yield bonds are lower by 25 to 50 cents today, but outperforming comparable duration U.S. Treasuries. Some higher beta issues are down closer to a point. So why has high yield had such a muted reaction to headlines overseas, even outperforming risk-free bonds? As is often the case, market technicals are playing a significant role. Positioning already lean conservative as markets had been choppy in recent weeks amid ongoing volatility driven by concerns about AI disruption in various industries, especially in software and technology. But U.S. high-yield investors are about to receive $8.9 billion of cash this week in the form of coupons, calls, and maturities. At the same time, geopolitical activity will likely sideline corporate issuers who otherwise might have come to market with new supply this week. So Monday's market reaction is perhaps a function of too many investors being forced to buy into a market which is likely to be supply constrained. The technical strength of this market seems strong enough to weather geopolitical risk, at least as long as investor interest in the asset class remains strong and outflows are minimal. Thank you for your time and see you on the next edition of the Weekly Fix.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.